After 2 hours of energetic work, Ned Land re-entered, exhausted. He and his companions were replaced by new workmen, including Conseil and me. The Nautilus's chief officer supervised us. The water struck me as unusually cold, but I warmed up promptly while wielding my pick. My movements were quite free, although they were executed under a pressure of 30 atmospheres. After 2 hours of work, re-entering to snatch some food and rest, I found a noticeable difference between the clean, elastic fluid supplied me by the Roqueiro device and the Nautilus's atmosphere, which was already charged with carbon dioxide. The air hadn't been renewed in 48 hours, and its life-giving qualities were considerably weakened. Meanwhile, after 12 hours had gone by, we had removed from the outlined surface area a slice of ice only 1 meter thick, hence about 600 cubic meters. Assuming the same work would be accomplished every 12 hours, it would still take 5 nights and 4 days to see the undertaking through to completion. 5 nights and 4 days, I told my companions, and we have oxygen in the air tanks for only 2 days. Without taking into account, Ned answered, that once we're out of this damned prison, we'll still be cooped up beneath the ice bank, without any possible contact with the open air. An apt remark, for who could predict the minimum time we would need to free ourselves? Before the Nautilus could return to the surface of the waves, couldn't we all die of asphyxiation? Were this ship and everyone on board doomed to perish in this tomb of ice? It was a dreadful state of affairs, but we faced it head-on, each one of us determined to do his duty to the end. During the night, in line with my forecasts, a new 1 meter slice was removed from this immense socket. But in the morning, wearing my diving suit, I was crossing through the liquid mass in a temperature of -6 degrees to -7 degrees centigrade, when I noted that little by little the side walls were closing in on each other. The liquid strata farthest from the trench, not warmed by the movements of workmen and tools, were showing a tendency to solidify. In the face of this imminent new danger, what would happen to our chances for salvation, and how could we prevent this liquid medium from solidifying, then cracking the Nautilus's hull like glass?